The Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we're sneaking Chris Chambers in here from Laverne. We're both going to eat while Brian Barrett talks to Joey Reed, so we're switching it a little bit. And Chris Chambers joins me of the Laverne Wolverines, and you've had a wild week. Basketball. You knock off the number one seed on the 27th by a 56-51 score. Beat a tough Riverdale team, 61-52. Then a tough loss last night in overtime against Smyrna. I know when you're coaching, you look at highs and lows, but I guess you got to feel pretty good. You wound up out of those three games 2-1.
Yeah, you're right, because at any time, any of our district teams can beat you. So for us, we look at Oakland, we look at Riverdale, we look at Smyrna. Everybody just like looking at Sigler Blackman at this time, because we know that no matter who we play against, it depends on us, on how we go out there and play. So for us, we looked at last Friday. Yeah, that was a big win for us. It was a huge win, especially just to be right now the only team that has given Blackman a loss. Tough Blackman team. To come back and to have to go into Riverdale, which is always a tough place to go play. To come out of that one with a win, we was extremely happy. But we also knew Friday, hostile environment. We knew what to expect. Felt like guys played extremely hard. Smyrna played extremely hard. Hard-fought game. Smyrna just came out on top of it.
Well, a lot of people forget about Smyrna in terms of – I know you didn't, and I know your guys didn't, but Smyrna's probably the best 13-13 team in the state of Tennessee. Yeah. Because they have been in every single game, and right. Their district record probably should be a little bit better than what it is. But I know you weren't overlooking them at all. I don't think your guys were either.
No, coaching staff, we've been talking about Smyrna all year. We've had a chance to see them early in the year when I went to watch them in Brentwood. I had a chance to see they were playing in the East Lit tournament over the break that we played in, also where they played Overton. Had several opportunities to see them play, and I told our guys and the coaches that this Smyrna team is a really good basketball team. They're explosive. They're just one of those teams that you have to watch, and I think that I can testify for anyone. That's not the team that you want to play first at this district tournament.
I've said that for about 3 or 4 weeks. We've had an opportunity to see them once at least. And, you know, Coach, when you take it, like when the district is this tight, and I know you've got Blackman and Siegel out there, but they've had some tight ones. Siegel in overtime against Riverdale last night. It's got to be almost good for your kids to see that happen, because you know you've already beaten Blackman. You're capable of doing that, and you see Siegel be taken to overtime by Riverdale. That gives hope for all these other teams that are sitting here fighting with each other. You're sitting alone in third place. Probably not a bad place to be, quite honestly.
Oh, definitely not. You're right. We always look at the teams and how they're matching up, the matchups go with other teams. But we still know at the end of the day, if we come out there and we slip up, no matter who we play, but if we come out there and we play the type of basketball that we know how to play, our chances are just as good against anybody 1-6.
You had to reload a little bit and rebuild. Dowell is back, and you've had to kind of you've got some youngsters playing too. I think a lot of times we forget that, that you too have been kind of had to rebuild. You've lost some seniors. But it's been a pretty good maturation process for you guys, and y'all have really not missed a beat. I guess there's some games that you wish you had back, but they've played pretty well, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. We've had four sophomores that's been in and digging in every game for us, playing as hard as they could, hard as they can. Very proud of them. I feel like they have grown over the season. The good thing is they've had Dow, who's been a leader, who's been able to stand out there and do things. And pretty much he's the one guy that's been to this point in the season and before in his life. Versus those guys, this is their first opportunity getting here. This is a tough time of year for them, but at the same time, this is what we've been preaching to them all season long. So now they're getting to see that environment. They're getting to experience that environment. They're getting to play in those type of basketball games that we've been trying to prepare them for.
Dal is a quiet guy, general personality, and I know that he's a good kid.
Right.
Has it been hard for him to take over kind of a leadership role? I mean, he's not a point guard. He's not a point guard, but he's a leader on the floor. But does he do more speaking by actions, or does he actually he's not a vocal type leader? I wouldn't think.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. Most of the time, that's where he does lead. It's just the things he do on the court, the intensity that he gives us, his attitude as far as his play. And I think the guys are smart enough to look at him and follow, because they know. They know that in order for us to get where we're trying to go, we're going to have to ride that horse right there to get there.
You've got two games this week, Oakland and then Siegel, and then you're going to take the week off before the district tournament, I take it.
That's correct. It'll be practice time. It'll be practice and just getting focused and ready for that first round, because that's a very important game, and no matter who we end up with, we know that we got to play our best.
Some coaches play on that Monday, some don't. How do you feel about that? Does it really matter to you? Or
no, it doesn't really matter to me. I think it can work to your advantage or to your disadvantage. It could be one of those things where it's another game that helps prepare you for the first game, or I look at it as it could be an opportunity to get in there and have a good, solid practice before you play a tough game. So either way it go, I think that it could work to your advantage or your disadvantage.
I guess if you go in there and have a bad shooting night on that Monday, it might carry over mentally a little bit, something bad. So, well, Oakland, of course, they have a very young ball club, but then again, they're 2-6, and they have had they beaten Riverdale once this year, so they're capable of giving you fits, and then, of course, there's Siegel.
Oh, most definitely. They beat us the first time. Tough game for us. We went in there. We didn't come out and play like we could play, and Oakland didn't hold back. They took advantage of it. Went into the fourth quarter, down 16 points. Got it within one. Had a couple opportunities to pull it out, missed some free throws here. Oakland went down, made their free throws. They came out the victorious team. They were just bigger. They stepped up and made free throws. And that's what this time of the season is about. The free throw line is very important.
Oh, it's unreal. We saw an instance of that in a girls' game last night. Then you play Siegel, and, of course, they play a up-tempo type game, and they like to run it and down the floor. And I don't think you mind an up-tempo game too much either.
No, don't mind it. But what I will say is that I think that night, not only did they shock our guys with their speed, they shocked the coaches as well. We were all shocked. We were all surprised, because we played them so many times last year, and it was a different type of play. You know, they were good, they were strong, they were solid, but they didn't get the ball up and down the court the way they do this year. So that was a shocker for us. We'll watch film, but film sometimes doesn't show you that speed that you see once you get out there in a live game. And that's what we did get the opportunity to see. So we know that we have to mix it up with them. They're not one of those teams you want to just try to just keep going up and down, up and down. We want to try to mix it up, slow it down some, and speed it up. So just kind of keep the pace moving.
It seems like they're kind of a team that you don't necessarily, their pressure doesn't necessarily make you have a turnover all the time, but it makes you force shots that you don't normally take, gets you out of rhythm.
Yeah, definitely. What I saw the first time we played them, they made us take shots that we shouldn't have, but they also were able to get hands on balls that you would think their pass is open, and for some reason they would get there and get a deflection on it, and once they got it, they're going the other way with it. So that was a big thing for us last time that we have to be prepared for. This time is just taking care of the ball. We have to be more relaxed and making sure we get good shots, whether it's inside or outside.
Nothing, Coach, has really been decided with the seeding. We do know Blackman and Siegel will be up there in that 1-2 spot. But you've got to have a good week, and you've got to take care of business, and I don't guess you're really worried about the ones behind you.
No, I'm not. I'm not worried about that at all. Like I said, for me, the biggest thing is it really doesn't matter who we play. I feel like it's going to be a tough game come first round of district for us. So it's just about us getting prepared for it and using this week as well as the couple of practices of the next week before we play in that district tournament.
Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit. Y'all have been hosting the middle school tournament.
Right.
And basically your former school that's an exciting time for all those kids. And we were talking to Mike. They're looking forward to. I know that you're really happy that that feeder school is coming to Luverne. For so many years they did not have that situation, and you get a chance. I know you coach there. That kind of gives you a little bit even more, I guess, sense of going back and watching them play and doing some scouting of them and what you've got coming up.
Yeah, and I did. I was able to get there last Saturday to see a few games. I got to see Luverne. I didn't get a chance to see Rock Springs, but I did get a chance to see them both play each other early in the year. So I do. I have some pretty good talent coming from both schools that I'm excited about. But yeah, just that being back in that environment, it was fun. It was real fun to sit there and watch, and just to watch the kids just elevate and rise to the level to play the game the best way they could.
Yeah, you've been 2 years away from the middle school situation.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 2 years. Like I said, I enjoyed it there, and it was stressful at times because I put it on myself. I got high expectations for myself, but I did not know that I would be more stressed now than I was.
I wanted to ask you that, and I wanted to ask you that if you've got, obviously you've got more help, we've got more coaches and that kind of thing,
Definitely. But
boy, scouting and all of that, I mean, if you don't do that, then you're behind the eight ball, aren't you?
Yeah, most definitely. You're right, I do. I have Chris Hooper that's the first year with me here. We actually got a chance to coach together a year at Cumberland University together, so we already had somewhat of a relationship. But Coach Page, who's been there with me, he was with me every year at middle school except one, and he's been with me the 2 years of high school. So just having those guys on my side, there for me whenever I need them, putting that extra time into practice with me, it's been great. It's been a pleasure, and I continue to hope to work with both of those guys.
All right. Well, good luck to you this week, and then, of course, in district play, and we'll get the opportunity to see you there. And good luck to you, Coach.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Chris Chambers, the head coach of the Luverne Wolverines. When we come back, Brian Barrett will have Eagleville coach Joy Reed talk about a little 9A. So stay with us as we continue from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.